This next conversation is particularly personal to those of us who read the many books of the author Barbara Ehrenreich. Her friend and colleague Alyssa Quart recorded this interview with Barbara in 2021.
For years, I talked a lot with Barbara Ehrenreich. I was really lucky that way.
Can you hear us now, Barbara?
She was my co-editor and we worked together. She was my colleague. She was an expert in labor. I also talked to her because she was my friend.
I can hear you as probably as well as I can.
I only recorded those conversations once. I'm so glad I did. And I kept meaning to tape her again the way you mean to tape a loved one, a grandmother, a legend. I'm especially thankful I did because she died on Labor Day weekend, 2022. We had together built up the organization that this show is a part of, the Economic Hardship Reporting Project, to support freelance writers and photographers who had been scrambling to do their work. They were on the brink sometimes of poverty, or sometimes they just were struggling financially. We did so because we had seen this ourselves, going for broke, both in our reporting and in the act of freelancing itself.
So how would you describe EHRP to podcast listeners that may never have heard of us before?
Well, EHRP is a device for wheedling money out of very rich people and giving it to struggling writers and journalists. And some of them are young and just starting. Some of them have almost aged out because you can't get jobs if you're over 50. It's just really hard.
What do you say to the sort of snobby media elite who would say, well, if these people can't make a decent amount per word, why are we publishing them? Do you ever think that? Like, do you ever have a response to that?
Well, I mean, that whole idea that if you're so smart, why aren't you rich? Depends on having people who think they can determine what's a good read and what's not. And we want to reach people who feel that their lives have not been covered in the media. They don't see themselves. We want to see more coverage of economic hardship, poverty, people struggling to get through the crises of the last year and a half. We want to see more of that that's from the ground level. And the people to write that, we think, is not perhaps us, but the people who are experiencing it.
They call it the own voices movement, that people need to write their own stories. And I think actually EHRP is part of this, writing and now recording people telling their own stories. Is this the new generation of nickel and dime kind of style writing?
I think my book, Nickel and Dime, did inspire a lot of young writers, at least so they tell me, to write about their own lives and their own work lives. One of the things I tried to really make clear in that book is that there's a lot to say about the day-to-day, hour-by-hour interactions in the workplace and about how tired you are at the end of the day when you have yet another job to go to. I don't think enough people who are not of the PMC, the professional managerial class, understand how limited physical freedom you have in most workplaces. I remember well when I worked doing one of those different jobs for Nickel and Dime, you'd have to get somebody to cover for you if you wanted to take a leap.
We started EHRP because we wanted to make sure independent reporters were cared for, but also that the care that working class Americans put into their own work was properly documented. Barbara showed that consideration in Nickel and Dime in 2001. In that book, she went undercover as a low-wage worker in jobs like waitressing or cleaning. Not only did these low-wage workers that she worked alongside lack autonomy from their bodies and their minds while they worked, but they also didn't have a seat at the table politically.
And you notice when we get a new president, and I don't know what Biden is going to do, but Obama first convened a bunch of economic experts to advise him. And they were all like CEOs or professors of economics. Now, wait a minute. Where are the cleaning people? Where are the assembly line people? Where is the working class? And that made me mad. We want to turn up those voices.
So many reporters have been taught or even forced to keep themselves out of their stories. Barbara felt the opposite was necessary. She wanted the financially stressed writers we worked with to pour their own emotion and experience into their pieces.
Well, what I do if I'm working with a writer is I push them. I talk to them. It's almost like therapy. I say things like, well, how did that make you feel when you found out that you were being cheated by the company or whatever? Until they get to the point of saying, furious, I felt furious. I said, so say that. Find a way to say it, but put it in your writing.
You know what was best about Barbara's writing and really her personality if you knew her? It was her dark and acidic humor and also her radical hope, often found in things like dancing or drinking, satire and one-liners.
No, I write about happy things. And Dancing in the Streets is, I think, basically a happy book. And even though what it's talking about is destruction of age-old traditions of people getting together, dancing, singing, feasting, doing all sorts of things. You know, it gives us an idea of what we want in a movement. We want a movement where people can dance, as I think Emma Goldman said.
She was fine being an activist and a journalist. That's a combination of identities the mainstream media is still often not comfortable with.
We marched to the Pentagon together. We marched to Washington over and over. We met till late at night in student apartments and at Columbia University. You know, we were, however vaguely, we were a collective. We were learning from each other, and we were learning from revolutions around the world. In the 60s and 70s, all these things just electrified us.
In coming years, we'll surely be hit with new American emergencies. I wish Barbara would still be here, helping me make sense of them.
We are really at a potentially fatal turning point. Either we go towards fascism, and I don't use that word lightly, or we could say, we can't go on like this. This is crazy. No more, no more. Let's take care of those who are hurting right now.
This is true for what Barbara did in her later years with this very organization, with me. But I hope in itself the show is an example of what we were trying to do with EHRP, of the care for workers, putting their voices on a national platform.
I mean, we can't do everything. We can't save people. We can't go around and peel the journalists off the streets, things like that. But I think we could get more and more people going, writing, speaking, being voices for themselves and their communities, and taking heart from what we're doing. That's what keeps me going.
That was Alyssa Quart talking with Barbara Ehrenreich, the labor writer who wrote such classics as Nickel and Dimed. Ehrenreich passed away in September of 2022.